dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. It's time for You Big Dummy. Real news stories with real dummies. We read them and vote on them. Dummy number one, dummy number one. A Chinese fire department freed a man whose head became stuck inside a washing machine. According to the firefighters, the man became trapped when he put his head inside for a better look while attempting repairs. To make sure he had an adequate oxygen supply, the firemen first separated the drum from the washing machine frame. Then they carefully broke it with the man's head still inside, according to the statement. The man was found to be in good shape after a physical checkup. That's what the department said.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy. Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
All right. Okay, we got a break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll come back with You Big Dummy. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, and then we'll kick off Fly Jams Friday. Yeah, welcome back to the show, everybody. Continuing with You Big Dummy. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Two. A man drove with over 30 balloons tied to the outside of his car and lost most of them as he got on the expressway. A dashboard camera captured the scene as the car with the bunches of balloons passed him by. As the car accelerates, however, what was holding them in place comes undone, and dozens detach themselves from the vehicle. The owner of the dashboard camera passes the balloon car one last time, showing a vastly reduced balloon count that appears to be less than 10. By the way, this video is on our Facebook page if you'd like to see the 30 balloons disappear into 10. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Facebook.com/Nick D Show.
What kind of life you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three, dummy. A police chase ended when the suspect being pursued ran into a tree. The Florida Highway Patrol reports they were pursuing a Chevrolet Malibu being driven by 35-year-old Stephen Lewis in Jackson County. During the pursuit, Lewis was weaving through traffic but hit a concrete guardrail, which caused him to spin out. Lewis kept driving and came to a stop in a grassy median. He then got out of the vehicle and ran into a wooded area. After exiting their vehicle and entering the woods, they found Lewis laying in a ditch where he laid after running into a tree. He was taken to a local hospital with multiple charges.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy. But if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Over 1,000 sheep had to be rounded up by police after their shepherd fell asleep. The police were alerted to the presence of the extremely large flock in downtown Huesca, Spain. At around 4:30 a.m. on Tuesday, the police eventually found the herder, who was still peacefully slumbering. Together, they were able to extract the sheep from the city and return them to their pastures. The shepherd was supposed to keep the animals in a holding area outside the city as they waited for sunlight. They were in the midst of a route around town that would end with a pasture the sheep would eat during the summer months. Jeez.
There's something for you right here. Want it? dummy. Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
Tiny dummies. Sheep. Well, they weren't the dummies. The sheep weren't dumb. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A man who attempted to smuggle contraband into a jail by throwing a football over a prison fence has been sentenced to jail time. According to reports, Christian D. Moore and Miles Alexander, a current prisoner, hatched a plan where Moore would fill the football with drugs, three cell phones, and a charger. Then, when the prisoners were let out for their daily time in the prison exercise yard, Moore would launch the football over the fence to the waiting Alexander. Instead, the ball landed between the two security fences, short of the prison exercise yard. Moore was sentenced 17 to 60 months. Alexander had 3 years added to his sentence after the judge noted that one of there were several attempts by the man to smuggle in goods.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
Okay, we got a vote here on our choices for dummy. All right, we got the dummy who got his head stuck in a washing machine while trying to fix it. We got the dummy who tied 30 balloons to the outside of his car. We got the dummy who ran into a tree as he escaped from the cops. We got the dummy who fell asleep while he was supposed to be tending his sheep. And we got the dummies who tried to smuggle in contraband by throwing a football over the prison fence. Okay. Dan, where are you going with this one?
You know, there's the obvious irony slash joke of a guy who fell asleep probably counting sheep, losing his sheep. But I just love the visuals of the guy who was trying to throw the football over the prison yard. You know, just like I could totally see the other guy just standing there waiting, watching, hoping the ball was going to come in and land. And I mean, it's like out of a bad Adam Sandler movie. So I will vote for dummy number five.
Okay. Bad Adam Sandler movie is redundant. Is Vic in the newsroom? Is Vic around? Let's go to Esmeralda first. All right, Esmeralda, who are you going to vote for?
This one's tough. By the way, that washing machine, I saw a picture of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the one I have.
Oh, it's like your goat or whatever it's called?
Panda.
Panda?
It's the dryer where his head is stuck.
Uh-huh.
It's a basket.
Okay.
It's a basket within the thing that spins around.
It's better than saying that he got his head stuck in a panda.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a whole other situation.
That's a whole different situation, yeah.
I want to go with the balloons.
With the balloons? Did you see the video?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so fun. And they're speeding so quickly. I wonder if they think if I go fast enough, they won't.
They won't leave. They'll be stuck to the car.
By the time I get there, they'll be, you know.
Yeah.
And it's very happy.
It's a happy one. Okay, and I guess Vic is not available right now to vote, so I will now vote for what I think is I gotta agree with the football. So I gotta agree with you because I'm just picturing, like you said, I'm picturing the guy, but like and then like not making it, and then the guy inside the prison going, "Nice arm, man."
I know, it's like, man, I could have chose somebody else, you know.
Yeah, it's not even that far. I didn't even go deep. Come on. So, all right, the dummy with the – and then I love the fact that it was filled with three cell phones and one charger and a bunch of drugs.
There was a part I left out because, obviously, these are real stories. People can think we make them up. And so I left this detail out because it would make it seem so stupid that it would sound incorrect. But when the judge was sentencing that guy and he gave him the maximum sentence, he said, you know what? You remind me of Red from Shawshank Redemption. You think you can get everything? You know what you're going to get? You're going to get the maximum sentence. That is what the judge said according to the transcript. I was like, you got to be kidding me. That is fantastic.
No wonder you voted for it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
On a subconscious level right there. All right, well, that's our dummy of the week. All right, we can get a couple of these in. No, we can't. Oh, we have to break. All right. Well, we'll break. When we come back after 4 o'clock, we will do some Straight Outta Context and Nick D Show Spies, all coming up right here on 720 WGN News is next. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as hell. F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context.
context.
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
Good morning, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN, and it is Friday. Fly Jams Friday. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Dan becomes DJ Shagru, and we'll play all your favorite R&B and funk classics. That's all coming up. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. It's time for Straight Out of Context. That's when you listen to this station 24/7. Whenever anybody says anything that you can take out of context and it sounds dirty, jot down the day, the time, who said it, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, what do we got?
First up, Celine heard this one of Wendy.
Sticky Willy.
Okay.
Kathy and Brian submitted this one of you.
It's 8-6. I'm up. Oh, you filthy. That's filthy-minded people who are listening to this show. Okay.
Eric emailed this one of Wendy.
If you keep track of everything you eat,
yeah.
At some point you go, wow.
Okay.
Then we got to think about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to think about that one. That's a thinker.
Brian sent in these of you.
If you slide it into the thing. It required me to bend over it. What the hell? What? I don't... What were we... What?
Are you... Sorry. Go ahead.
You dropped something, so you had to bend over. To
pick it. I see.
I was going to say, you're recording a totally different show at some other point where you're just saying dirty, dirty things.
I don't know. Okay, now I understand. Okay.
There's more to come. Another couple of you from Wild Bill.
There's 16-inch and 12-inch. 16-inch is Chicago. 12-inch is everywhere else. That's exclusive to Chicago, 16-inch. Damn right. Damn right. All right.
All right, this next one. Eric, Tim, and Keith sent it in. It's a morning show producer, Mary Sandberg.
I kind of suck on it a little bit while the suck the juice off and then I chew it.
Oh, my God. Is she here yet?
She's probably in the back.
She's probably running in right now as we speak. Save that one, Dan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to just save that for Cochran's show and give it to the guys, give it to Mike so that they can have it on hand anytime they want to play it. That was pretty special. Okay, next.
Andy heard this one of Esmeralda.
Then do you hop onto it? Do you?
I don't know. Depends if it's 16 or 12. Okay.
Larry and Tim emailed this one of you.
Say to slide in and slide right out. Okay.
Brian submitted this one of Bill F.
More times than not, we'll do it on a Saturday night.
Okay.
But we have done it on weeknights, but it plays better because of the time allotment. It plays better on a weekend.
Oh. Good for you, Bill. Okay.
Jesse and Harold heard these of Steve Cochran.
That's not where it goes.
All right.
Eric heard this one of Andrea Darlis.
I always stray.
Okay.
Ted submitted this one of Steve Cochran.
So I, of course, we did them naked with the Greeks.
Whoa. All right. What the hell's going on the morning show, man? What's really, seriously? Ever since Mary got in there, man, things have just...
Him and Jacobson, man.
I don't know what it is.
Bennett, I think, is all right.
Yeah.
But the rest of them.
Okay.
Linkwits. Amanda emailed this exchange between Bill Luff and Elton Jim Toronto.
I did have some fun.
Yeah.
With myself.
Oh.
Because I'm the only one who liked it.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Another one from Elton Jim, courtesy of Amanda.
Bozo did have a nice butt.
How is that even out of context? What the hell is that? He just said Bozo had a nice butt. That's not out of context. That's entirely in context. All right.
Johnsburg AJ sent in this one of you.
Shooting special sauce all over the room. I worked at McDonald's. It's not as dirty as it sounds. All right.
With your frequent appearances, I thought you worked on the morning show. Brian, all right. So Brian heard the next two of Lou first up.
You can get a heavy-duty rubber.
These are, by the way, I always notice that Esmeralda gets excessively happy when the Lou Manfredini ones.
Because they're the best ones.
Well, get ready because we got two more coming.
Okay.
Here's the next one.
You're going to be left with a wet spot when you're done.
Oh, no. Okay.
And then Johnsburg AJ sent in these of Lou.
Could I take something the size of a pencil and slide it in? How about bigger than a pencil? Slide that in there and see what happens.
Jeez. Esmeralda loves these. These are your favorites, Esmeralda.
They're the best. They're so deliberate. That's why.
Okay, next.
Brian submitted this one, a Violetta Podramatic.
I like the whole package.
Oh. Oh! all right.
Matthew emailed this one of you.
They're going deeper? I'm not even going to ask, all right?
Eric sent in this one of Roe.
I have trouble pleasing anybody.
Okay.
Brian sent in this one of Eric Childress.
The one sort of complaint that most people seem to have about it is the length, and it didn't really bother me.
That's good. Oh, man. Okay.
Ken in Milwaukee sent in this one of Bill Leff.
It's really fun on top of it.
Yeah.
Boy, Bill making it like three times this week.
And finally,
all right,
Brian heard this one of you.
I don't need it that much anymore.
Okay. All right. Did I have the most entries this week?
Yep.
Oh, man, I got to watch my mouth. No, and then I asked earlier Esmeralda what was up in her earlier. Remember that, Esmeralda, right at the top of the show?
I do, yes. Yeah. I remember.
Yeah, I remember that because I'm going to HR in about 5 hours. okay. All right, wait a minute. I got to do this thing here. This one.
Or 13.
Spies.
All right.
All right. You know what this is. Nick D. Show Spies. Listen 24/7 whenever I'm mentioned or anybody's mentioned with the show. Jot it all down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. What do we got?
All right, two clips this week. Our spies are Eric, Tim, Keith, and Peter. We will play the context of the earlier Mary Sandberg out of context.
Oh, okay.
Because Cocker knew what was coming after she said it.
All right.
We just played a commercial for Vienna Pickles.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been buying them and eating them a jar a day.
Why haven't you
really?
Why haven't you blown up like a blowfish? You know how much salt there are in pickles?
I'm trying to drink a lot of water. Yeah, I take a few and then put them on a napkin and go and watch them eat in front of the TV. And then I go back and get a few more. They're really good. So people should get those Vienna pickles.
You have an addiction to Vienna pickles.
Yes.
I guess it's a healthy alternative than
I don't even
a candy bar.
They're so delicious. I like to kind of suck on it a little bit. Well, they suck the juice off and then I chew it.
So you're craving pickles?
I am not.
And the good news is Nick DiGilio just got half of his out of context
show.
Exactly. That's great. Okay. She didn't even, like, as soon as it came out, Cochran's like, Nick. Okay, next.
All right, this is the last one. It's a short one. Carl Murray mentioned he has a long drive home. It's about an hour ride home from him after the WGN radio feeder ends, and he gave you a nice mention.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what I do, though? On the drive home, I listen to Nick DiGilio.
Well,
it's great.
Of course.
I love it. I hear all his movie reviews. It's fantastic.
I listen as well.
Oh. Oh! That was very nice, Carl. Thank you. I love those guys.